Hello, Dean.
Fun that you're going to be with us for another week here on the morning show.
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yeah, I am too. I was a little bit sad that this is going to be our last day together. You know, because it's been so fun all week. Even though we also have not had Beyonce or Taylor Swift on the show this week at all.
I know. I mean, what happened with that? Where did the leak start, and who started it? And
isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
I mean, that was you know, social media at its worst and finest. This rumor that took off yesterday that you know, Beyonce was there. Beyonce was doing sound checks. You know, Beyonce in the building. And, you know, just it spread all over social media to the point that TMZ, which, you know, say what you want about TMZ, they're pretty accurate about things that they, you know, find out about. And they completely blew it. They reported that she was there and it's confirmed and Beyonce is definitely going to be performing at the convention yesterday. And, turned out to be a whole lot, and Taylor Swift. There were rumors about Taylor Swift, although not nearly as rampant as you know, the Beyonce rumors. It's funny, in you know, when I would turn it on and see on CNN, you know, there anybody that was wearing a cowboy hat, they assumed was there for Beyonce because of her new country album. Newish country album, but they were stopping anybody that had a cowboy hat on.
I was listening to WGN Radio, and Chris Cuomo was on News Nation via the radio, and he was even buying it. Like, yeah, okay, there's a special guest, and it rhymes with the Schmiance.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's crazy. People were asking me all day, so, you know, I have some special pipeline to Beyonce that she's going to call me and tell me what's going on. And I you know, as far as I know, it's a rumor, and then TMZ went with the story. So I reported, that's how I'm justifying it. I reported that TMZ was reporting it. Which is true, TMZ was reporting it, but the whole thing turned out not to be true. That's why, you know, the old-fashioned method of, you know, getting a story and getting it verified, the old adage, if your mother tells you that she loves you, check two other sources, that, you know, to make sure that that's actually true. It's still the best way because, you know, social media can get out of hand.
I know.
And things which are not true can, you know, start to go crazy on there.
I am going to say, and this is true because I'm looking at the picture right now, Chris Witaski, who plays Chicago Party Ant, was at the Democratic National Convention, and he's got he and Mark Hamill. The Chicago Party Ant and Luke Skywalker are posing together.
Yeah, not a shock. I mean, everybody loves Chris Witaski, and Chris is, you know, he's a huge pop culture fan.
Yeah, that was cool.
So I'm not surprised at that. The last time that I saw him was at Tom Skilling's going away party. And he was now Chris says that he's hung out with Luke Skywalker and the King of All Weather.
Yeah,
Tom Skilling. He's kind of geeky that way. So yeah. I'm sure he had a great time.
Tom freaking Skilling.
Yep. There were lots of celebrities in the crowd last night to witness. You know, the Kamala Harris's speech last night. Although we should give a short shrift to Pink, who did perform last night. She performed an acoustic song with her daughter, Willow. And, it couldn't have been more touching and you know, more beautiful to see Pink, who is at Soldier Field tomorrow night, you know, performing with her daughter, which she's done before. But I'm sure that for Pink, it was something to bring her a daughter who I'm going to guess is maybe 11, 12 years old, maybe something like that, to be part of this evening where a woman is nominated.
Yeah, history's being made.
The nomination for president of the United States. It's something as a parent, I would guess, especially if you have daughters, something that you want your daughter to see that you can be anything that you want to be.
I know, it's really enlightening.
Can I before we get to the movies, real quick? I noticed that you've got the Schwanny with you.
Yes.
Doing the news, Dave Schwann, who is, you know, does the Sunday morning show with Andy Mazur and me. And yesterday was Schwanny's birthday.
Oh.
And so I wanted to say happy birthday to him.
Thank you very much, Dean. Thank you.
You know, many more. I got you for your birthday the same thing that I got you last year.
Nothing.
Not one damn thing, right?
Oh, happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know.
I'm older. I am older, not old.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm double Dave in it today between Dave Schwann and Dave Ennett.
Thank you very much for your generous gift, yeah. Dean. I appreciate it.
Pleasure. Did you do anything special for your birthday?
I hung out with friends yesterday. That was about it. Yeah.
Oh, why don't
that's
you,
where, Wendy? That's where I normally go. You've got friends.
Well, why don't you give him a movie review for his gift?
Well, that's a nice transition. I like that. Schwanny, who hasn't seen a movie in a theater since The Absent-Minded Professor back in 1964.
Oh, God.
Mary Poppins, the original one.
Yeah, might be somewhat lost. Schwanny likes likes documentaries. He likes more serious movies, history based. You like history based movies, right?
Oh yeah, sure do. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't have any of those this week. I have a new movie from Channing Tatum. Wendy, he was the guy in Magic Mike,
yes.
The Magic Mike movie.
Hubba Hubba.
Taking a look. Hubba Hubba, right? The same reaction that we have every Sunday when Dave Schwann walks in the room. Hubba Hubba. Right? It's a movie that's called Blink Twice, in which he plays a tech billionaire who meets this cocktail waitress, played by Naomi Ackle, and he invites the cocktail waitress and his friend to his, you know, the private island that he owns. And, you know, they're living a life of luxury when strange things start to happen, lapses of memory and other, I don't want to give away too much of what's happening to it, but there's some strange things start to occur, very, very Twilight Zone-like. Very, if you saw the Jordan Peele directed movie Get Out, it's a same kind of sort of psychological thriller with a little bit of a comedic twist to the whole thing. I don't want to tell you too much about the plot. It's just that these two, the young ladies, you know, wind up on this tech billionaire's island where anything can happen. Interestingly, this movie was directed by Zoe Kravitz.
Oh.
Lenny Kravitz's daughter. This is her first time directing a movie. So it's very stylish. It's got, its own kind of sleek personality. It also has, to be honest, and it really wasn't a deal killer in any way with this movie, but some signs of a first-time director where things are a little bit predictable, You know, first-time directors don't really go out of their way to take a lot of chances sometimes, and, you know, creative choices. They kind of play it safe a little bit, which, mm-hmm. you know, probably is the smart thing to do, I suppose. So I would have liked to have seen that, but, you know, based on what I did see on the screen, I liked it. It was really solid performances, beautifully shot. And I gave it a Dean's List B-.
Oh.
So, you know, yeah, you've got that out there this weekend. The Deadpool movie is still, you know, going very, very strong. The Blake Lively movie is still going very, very strong. So there's lots of choices in terms of new movies that are out there for this weekend. Other things going on, I mentioned that Pink is in town this weekend. I think I told you earlier in the week that I saw her at Wrigley Field last year, and it was just one of the most amazing concerts that I've ever seen ever, because she does all of this wire work. She was flying all over Wrigley Field. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like at Soldier Field tomorrow night as she brings her Summer Carnival tour here. So that should be fun. At Wrigley Field, country star Luke Bryan is performing. We've got the Rockers' Incubus at the Allstate Arena.
Mm. Are you going to that?
Rosemont. Tomorrow, I'm not. Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm going to sit quietly at home in the dark and, you know, just take in the utter and complete silence. At the Credit Union One Amphitheater in Tinley Park this weekend, Chicago's own Styx is doing a show with Foreigner. So if you like the oldies, that's where you can find it. Sunday, the Doobie Brothers will be out there. At Ravinia this weekend on Saturday, The Roots. Tonight Show. Yeah, they're going to be performing at Ravinia on Saturday night. Colin Hay, the former front man for Men at Work.
Who can it be now?
Who can it be now? The Old Town School of Folk Music, The Rascals.
Oh.
Are at the Displanes Theater on Saturday and the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on Sunday. On stage, Back to the Future, the musical, is at the Cadillac Palace Theater for one more week. Rachel Bloom, who is the star of the TV show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, is doing a musical comedy night tonight and also tomorrow at Steppenwolf. We've got...
wow, Keith so Griffin, much. Who?
Comedian at the Improv in Schaumburg. We've got... Jordan Klepper, who's just coming off a week of The Daily Show at you know, this week for the convention. He's doing a night tomorrow night at the Vic. So there is no shortage of stuff going on for the weekend.
And I'm going to go see the Vaughn Building at Kiwanis Park in Brookfield tonight. I may know someone in that band, the Vaughn Building. And today... they just released their debut album, and you can get it wherever you stream services or purchase CDs. I'm going to get you an album of the Vaughn Building.
How do you feel when you see your son performing like a big rock and roll star on the stage? I've seen videos of that you've posted, and it's pretty cool, but as a mom, how do you feel when you see that happening?
It's just, I'm proud of him, you know? I like to rock, you know that, so I'm very proud of him.
Yes, I do.
Right, yeah. So that's awesome. Yes, I'm a proud mama, and I got to run, Dean. So have a super great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday.
See you Monday. Bye.